Welcome back to the Mbago Media Sports Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a truly epic clash from the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup, Australia's incredible comeback against England.
Absolutely. This wasn't just any match, it was a high-stakes league game between two fierce rivals, steeped in the history of the Ashes and global championships. The anticipation was palpable, and the drama that unfolded was something else.
You're right. The stage was set perfectly. England, batting first, managed to put up a respectable 245 on the board. Now, that's a solid total, not insurmountable by any means, especially for a powerhouse like Australia, but it certainly put the pressure on them.
Definitely a challenge that Australia would have felt they could chase. However, as their openers walked out, nobody could have predicted the roller coaster that was about to unfold. The early part of their chase was, to put it mildly, a bit of a disaster.
That's putting it mildly. The English bowlers were on fire from the get-go. They found their rhythm, hit their lengths perfectly, and exploited every bit of uncertainty from the Australian batters. Wickets started tumbling rapidly.
It was dire, wasn't it? The scoreboard was telling a really worrying story. Australia found themselves in a deep hole, precariously placed at 68 runs for the loss of 4 wickets. Key players were back in the pavilion, and the pressure must have been immense.
At that point, the game could have easily slipped away. The momentum had decisively swung in England's favor. Their bowlers were sharp, their fielding was energetic, and it felt like they were on the cusp of a significant upset.
The crowd was definitely feeling it. You could sense the shift in the atmosphere. It felt like Australia were staring down the barrel of defeat. But as we know, in cricket, the game is never over until the final ball.
Exactly. And when a team is in such a precarious position, it often takes something truly special to pull them back. That's precisely when Annabel Sutherland started to emerge as a beacon of hope for Australia.
Sutherland. What an absolute star. Her contribution wasn't just with the bat, either. Earlier in the game, with the ball in hand, she was instrumental in keeping England's total within a manageable range, picking up 3 crucial wickets.
Those wickets were vital, preventing England from building an even larger, potentially insurmountable score. That bowling performance gave Australia the foundational belief that 245 was chaseable. But her true heroics were yet to come.
Indeed. She walked out to bat when Australia were reeling at 68 for 4. The scoreboard was grim, the pressure immense, and the match hanging precariously in the balance. But she didn't panic at all.
Her composure was remarkable. Instead of succumbing to the weight of the situation, she focused on rebuilding, on steadying the ship. She played the anchor role to perfection, her innings a masterclass in resilience and calculated stroke play.
She found the gaps, rotated the strike, and played some incredibly well-timed, confident shots that started to shift the momentum back towards Australia. Her partnership with the next batter in was crucial for stabilizing the innings.
It was a display of immense maturity. Sutherland's all-round contribution was already proving vital, but she wasn't alone in turning the tide. As she was rebuilding, another force of nature was about to make her presence felt, Ash Gardner.
Ash Gardner. Known for her explosive power and fearless approach. She walked into a situation that demanded both control and aggression, and she delivered in spades. She joined Sutherland with the task of not just surviving, but actively pushing Australia towards the target.
And that's precisely what she did. Gardner's batting is a spectacle, a blend of raw power and intelligent placement. She doesn't just hit the ball, she dominates it. From the moment she arrived, she injected serious impetus into the chase.
The scoreboard, which had been a source of anxiety, began to tick over with renewed vigor. She found the boundaries with regularity, striking crucial 4s and 6s that chipped away at the required run rate and instilled a growing sense of belief.
Her journey to an unbeaten century was a masterclass in controlled aggression. Each milestone reached, each boundary struck, was met with growing excitement from the Australian supporters. The partnership that developed between Sutherland and Gardner was nothing short of spectacular.
It was a study in contrasts, yet perfectly complementary. Sutherland provided the stability, the calm presence, while Gardner unleashed her attacking prowess, taking the game to the English bowlers. Their contrasting styles, working in tandem, created a formidable force.
This partnership became the turning point of the chase. It was the period where Australia truly gained the ascendancy and began to believe that victory was within their grasp. The significance of Gardner reaching her century in such a high-pressure scenario cannot be overstated.
It wasn't just a personal milestone, it was a monumental contribution that steered her team towards a remarkable victory. Can you recall a time when two players combined so brilliantly to rescue a team? This was one of those moments, etched in World Cup history.
Absolutely. And as that target of 245 loomed closer, the tension in the stadium reached fever pitch. Annabel Sutherland, having played that magnificent anchor innings, and Ash Gardner, having reached her century, were in the midst of this match-defining partnership.
The early crisis of 68 for 4 felt like a distant memory, a testament to the incredible turnaround orchestrated by these two athletes. The required run rate, once daunting, was now being managed with astute running and well-timed boundaries.
Every run scored was met with a roar from the crowd, a collective surge of hope and excitement. The English bowlers, who had been so dominant earlier, were searching for answers, their tactics unable to disrupt the flow of this Australian partnership.
The atmosphere was electric, a cauldron of nerves and anticipation. And then, it happened. The winning runs were scored, and Australia had done it. The scenes that followed were pure jubilation, players streaming onto the field, embracing Sutherland and Gardner.
The final scoreline told a story of a hard-fought victory. Australia had chased down 245 with 6 wickets in hand. It was a win that perfectly encapsulated the spirit of the game, a triumph born from adversity. Recovering from 68 for 4 to win comprehensively was extraordinary.
This victory was more than just 2 points, it was a powerful statement of Australia's championship mettle. It was a demonstration of their ability to perform under immense pressure and their unwavering belief in their capabilities, spearheaded by those two exceptional individual performances.
Let's delve deeper into the lessons learned here. This match was a perfect example of the value of an all-rounder, with Annabel Sutherland. Her 3 wickets stemmed the tide early on, and then her 98 not out was a masterclass in anchoring a chase under immense pressure.
Absolutely. She absorbed the pressure, provided stability, and laid the foundation for victory. On the other end, Ash Gardner's unbeaten century was a breathtaking exhibition of power hitting and nerve. She arrived and immediately took the game away from England.
Her ability to perform on the biggest stage, under such intense scrutiny, speaks volumes about her character and importance to the Australian side. The synergy between Sutherland and Gardner was particularly striking, Sutherland's calm allowing Gardner the freedom to attack.
They complemented each other perfectly, a blend of resilience and aggression that proved irresistible. This match signifies a huge leap forward for both players individually, cementing Sutherland's status and affirming Gardner's world-class talent.
And what does this kind of performance say about the depth and talent in modern women's cricket? It highlights the increasing professionalism, the raising of standards, and the emergence of genuine match winners across multiple teams. It's inspiring.
This victory also speaks volumes about the resilience and fighting spirit of the Australian team. To stare defeat in the face at 68 for 4 and still emerge victorious demonstrates a mental fortitude that is the hallmark of championship teams. It's a powerful narrative moving forward.
Let's shift gears and look at the summary table. Under the comeback narrative, Australia's recovery from 68 to 4 highlights their immense mental fortitude and never-say-die attitude. That's crucial for any championship team, showing the importance of belief.
On the flip side, that initial collapse indicates a potential vulnerability under early pressure. Addressing these early jitters and ensuring a more stable start will be key for them, especially in knockout matches where every run counts.
Then we have all-rounder brilliance, focusing on Annabel Sutherland. Her performance showcased the invaluable impact of an all-rounder. Her crucial wickets provided the foundation, and her composed 98 anchored the chase under immense pressure.
However, relying too heavily on one player to bail the team out of trouble can be a long-term concern. ensuring contributions from across the batting order will enhance overall team stability for Australia.
Moving to explosive batting power with Ash Gardner. Her century was a masterclass in controlled aggression, turning the game decisively. Her ability to dominate bowlers on a big stage under pressure makes her a vital asset.
But Gardner's aggressive style, while highly effective, can sometimes lead to quick wickets if not managed. Maintaining a balance between aggression and calculated risk-taking will be important for her and the team.
The partnership dynamics between Sutherland and Gardner were a perfect example of complementary skills, blending stability with aggression. This dynamic partnership neutralized England's attack and provided the platform for victory.
The challenge here is the dependence on this specific partnership. If one player falters or if England can break such crucial stands early, Australia might face difficulties. Developing multiple impactful partnerships will be beneficial.
Now, let's consider England's performance. They posted a respectable total and applied significant early pressure, demonstrating their capability. Their bowlers were effective initially, and their competitive spirit was evident throughout.
The challenge for England was that despite their strong start, they couldn't maintain the pressure and find answers to the exceptional partnership. This indicates a need to refine their strategies for containing momentum shifts and adapting to dominant individual performances.
Moving into the conclusion, this match was undeniably a defining moment in the World Cup for Australia. It was a statement of their championship medal, spearheaded by those two exceptional performances from Sutherland and Gardner.
Sutherland's contribution was a perfect example of an all-rounder's value, crucial wickets with the ball, followed by that mature, anchoring innings of 98 not out. She really rebuilt the innings under immense pressure.
And Gardner's unbeaten century was just breathtaking, a display of power hitting and nerve. She arrived with the game and the balance and unleashed an innings that was both aggressive and remarkably controlled, taking the game away from England.
Her ability to perform on the biggest stage, under such intense scrutiny, speaks volumes about her character and her importance to this Australian side. The synergy between Sutherland and Gardner was the key, a blend of resilience and aggression.
This match signifies a huge leap forward for both players. For Sutherland, it cemented her status as a genuine all-round force. For Gardner, it was another affirmation of her world-class talent and ability to deliver under extreme pressure.
It also highlights the increasing professionalism and raising of standards in modern women's cricket, with the emergence of such match winners. This victory for Australia demonstrates a mental fortitude that is the hallmark of championship teams.
Let's rewind slightly to that critical moment at 68 for 4. Imagine the silence in the dressing room, the whispers of doubt. It's in these moments that character is tested, and it's precisely why Sutherland and Gardner's performances were so monumental.
They didn't just play good cricket, they played brave cricket. They refused to be intimidated by the scoreboard, the opposition, or the pressure. Sutherland's role was to stabilize, and she did so with remarkable composure, laying the foundation.
And then Gardner's arrival was like a shot of adrenaline. She thrives on pressure, seeing a bowler's challenge as an invitation to dominate. Her century was about imposing her will on the game with intelligent, controlled aggression.
The partnership between them was the perfect encapsulation of elite cricket, contrasting styles creating a winning formula. Sutherland, the anchor, Gardner, the aggressor. Together, they were an unstoppable force, systematically dismantling England's attack.
This match offers a fascinating insight into strategic battles. England had Australia on the ropes, but the momentum shifted dramatically. The English bowlers, so effective early on, couldn't break that Sutherland-Gardner partnership.
You wonder if England needed to be more aggressive in their fields or find answers to the sheer brilliance unfolding. Credit where credit is due, Sutherland and Gardner were simply too good on the day. They weathered the storm and unleashed their own offensive.
This game serves as a powerful reminder of the ebb and flow of a cricket match. The early wickets built tension, Sutherland's innings provided consolidation, Gardner's century was the climax, and the final runs were the triumphant resolution for Australia.
The significance of this victory extends beyond the immediate result. For Australia, it's a massive psychological boost, showing they have the resilience, talent, and character to overcome any challenge. It's a career-defining performance for Sutherland and Gardner.
And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into this incredible ICC Women's Cricket World Cup encounter. We've covered the nail-biting chase, the standout performances, and the crucial lessons learned.
Absolutely. A truly unforgettable match that showcased the very best of women's cricket. Thanks for joining us on the Mbaga Media Sports Podcast.